Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand. Have a plan. Have peace and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free 866-229-3663 or online thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663 or thepowerherbs.com.
Countries have denied internet access for their people during civil strife. The FCC seized in-use commercial shortwave frequencies right after the September 11th attacks. No one communication system can be depended on to be there when you need information. You need choices. You need a Ku band free-to-air satellite system from AVR. The AVR system includes a receiver, an LNB, and a 75-centimeter dish. All you need to get on your own is the coaxial cable. The system is delivered to your door for $149. That's right, delivered for $149.99. That's the shipping and the system, $149.99. Call 541-225-4659. That's 541-225-4659. Or visit AmericanVoiceRadio.com and click Satellite System.
Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free 866-229-3663 or international callers 704-875-8010. That's toll free 866-229-3663 or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com.
'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. We have a wonderful show planned for you. We're all about empowerment. That's what we like to do here on Herb Talk, and I hope you enjoy the show. Glad you're with us on American Voice Radio. We are going to be talking about, I promised I'd talk about ginger root, giant ginger. I love ginger, so I will fit that in today. But we're also going to talk about pasteurized supplements. What does she mean about that? Well, you'll see in a minute. Hang with me. We're also going to fit in things like stomach ulcers today. So this season, you know, people are eating things they normally don't eat, and then they have problemos. So we're going to talk about that. And we'll see what else we have left time for before we have to say goodbye, you know, because the hour rolls around really fast. Coming up next week is Dr. Rebecca Carley. She'll be with us right before the Christmas break. So do join us for next Tuesday's show. And for those of you that are up on Saturday mornings, you can listen to the show Herb Talk Live at 7 a.m. GCN. And Dr. Becca Carley is going to be filling in for me on the 29th. So if you want to tune in for that, please do so. And we love your feedback. Please don't hold back. Let us know how we're doing. And we'll try to empower you further. And we have a quack report, but before we get to that, a big salute and Semper Fi, praying for our military, our righteous men and women in uniform that, you know, protect us, protect Americans, protect the best interest of America. And so we want to lift them up in prayer. And while we're hitting the knees and seeking the Lord's face, and you got to do this because the time grows short, we got to pray for all of America. Got to pray for the folks that were harmed by the storm Sandy. I mean, the list is pretty long, folks. We have a mess on our hands, and so we're going to need some supernatural help. And I can only think of one place to go, and that's God Almighty. So seek him out. Pray. He likes to hear from you. That's how you have a relationship. Because, you know, really, it's not a religion. It's a relationship, isn't it? That's what it is. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Oh, thank you, Frank. Let's see. What do we have? Hey, do you guys ride buses? I occasionally ride the bus, you know, especially if I'm on vacation. Maybe I get on a tour bus or something, you know. But get this now. Lots of cities across America are doing this. Their public transportation. They are outfitting the buses with audio and surveillance cameras. Really snazzy little technology here. So, you know, your private conversations on buses, thing of the past, especially if you're going to be in San Francisco. You know, those streetcars are going to be outfitted with microphones and cameras. Government officials are kind of doing this on the quiet. They're installing sophisticated audio surveillance systems in public buses across the country, and they want to hear what passengers are saying, according to documents that were obtained by the Daily newspaper. Plans to implement the technology pretty much underway. Actually, Maryland, if you're in Baltimore, they already have rolled out buses with this on it. So if you're in Maryland, they already know what you're saying to your, you know, coworker on the ride in. But anyway, they're rolling this out. It's underway in cities of San Francisco, Hartford, Connecticut, Eugene, Oregon, and Columbus, Ohio, and, of course, Baltimore, Maryland also. Now, Traverse City, Michigan also is in central Ohio, of course, Hartford, Connecticut, Athens, Georgia, all doing this stuff. But here's the thing. The bus driver can send a security link to a law enforcement officer. The system will transmit all this information, everything on the bus, all the audio on the bus, to police officials in a skinny minute. And they want to do this for what purpose? Well, I'm sure they're going to give us some reason, like, you know, cutting crime. Oh, I almost forgot to mention something real important here. San Francisco's Department of Homeland Security is funding the entire cost of this through a grant. Also, hey, get this. This is too close to home for me. Concord, North Carolina, they're using part of their $1.2 million economic stimulus grant money to install the audio surveillance systems in their public transportation vehicles. And so, yeah, let's see. With San Francisco, it's $5.9 million. Ooh, to see what you're saying on your ride in while you're sipping on your, you know, coffee. All right. I guess criminals ride the bus, right? Drug lords, yeah. Do they? I don't know. I'm just shaking my head. All right, moving along. Oh, here's some more surveillance. Goodness, quack report full of Big Brother. Jersey City is unveiling a three-story high surveillance tower. They're calling it the Eye in the Sky. You know, this is reminding me of The Hobbits, that movie, you know, where they had that big tower with the eye on the top. Wicked thing. Well, anyway, Eye in the Sky for Jersey City. They're stepping up efforts to deter criminal activity, and they think this is going to do it. Police Chief Tom Comey, Jeremiah Haley, that's the mayor, they said Tuesday, this eye in the sky, this three-story-high mobile tower equipped with 360-degree views to streamline surveillance cameras and give police a bird's-eye view of high-crime areas. Yep, so police are embracing the technology. They're saying that they're forced to, actually, because of a significant shortages in their budget. So they're having to work smarter, they said. The eye in the sky is going to give Jersey City bird's eye view. It's being paid through the Office of Emergency Management and Homeland Security, also through the state's Urban Area Security Initiative Program. It's going to cost $1.8 million. They hope to hire 15 new police officers, giving them a total of 806 police officers on staff. So they're saying, you know, they had to lay off some people, they had all these issues, and so they got to go up. Yeah. Okay. I mean, wasn't that what a police helicopter's for? And that can cover more area, can it? I don't know. Okay. What else do we have? Last but not least in the crack report, new evidence that natural carotenoids can prevent breast cancer. Ooh, do tell. Frightening breast cancer, yes it is, it's frightening. But you know what? If you just, you know, stock up on your orange and red fruits, your vegetables that have the carotenoids, the phytonutrients, you know, the yellow, the orange color of fruits and vegetables, they're going to help you sidestep a big cancer landmine. And this is according to a study that was published in the Journal of the National Cancer Institute. So carotenoids reduce breast malignancies. So if you've got tumors, breast cancer already going, I'm like saying, get the orange and the red peppers going, get your cantaloupe going, get all those fruits and vegetables going that have the phytonutrients in them. And, of course, you know what they are. You're smart out there. Just, you know, food is your medicine. And that wraps the Quack Report.
That's all, folks.
Thank you, Frank. Awesome. Well, you know what? It's going to be the Christmas holiday before we know it. I know my engineer's got some Christmas tunes to play, so it's good stuff, I hope. And you know, I'm going to be away Christmas week, so I will miss you terribly. But I'm going to be taking some time off with the family, and so I hope you do have a safe and healthy holiday when you're enjoying the end of 2012. Yeah, Mayan calendar says we're not even going to see Christmas. Right. Okay. Well, let's move along to my topic. And today for this segment, we're calling this pasteurized, distilled, pressure-treated supplements. How's that for a mouthful? Now, you know, if you're building a house, your builder may use pressure-treated lumber, at least down in the low level anyway. If you visit a dairy farm, you may see, you know, cow milk processed and pasteurized. If you visit a distillery, hey, you may see moonshine being made. So what does lumber, alcohol, and milk have to do with dietary supplements? Well, some companies will use similar processes to make supplements. And my question is, does the process help or hurt the final product, you know, the supplement you're, you know, spending your hard-earned cash on? All right, let's talk about pressure-treated first. You know, pressure-treated lumber was invented 70 years ago by Dr. Carl Wallman. He discovered that if he forced preserving chemicals into the wood at high pressure, it would make the wood last longer and also make it less attractive to termites. So how did Wallman achieve this? Well, he placed wood in a cylinder. It was a holding tank, a little round thing, and he pressurized it, so he removed all the air. And then he filled the tank with chemical preservatives. And under high pressure, he forced these chemicals into the fiber of the wood. And then he would drain the tank of unused chemicals and remove the wood. So pressure-treated wood is more expensive, but it does resist fungus or mold, boring insects, and it lasts about 20 years or more. So keep that process of pressure-treated lumber in your mind. Now we're going to move to processed milk. Now, pasteurized milk uses high temperatures to kill bacteria, and there are several ways that they can try to accomplish this. One is called flash pasteurization, where they use high temps for about 15 seconds. It's really quick. Then they have steam pasteurization, where they kill the E. coli, the Salmonella or Listeria infection that's typically found on beef carcasses. And then there's the irradiation pasteurization, where they use gamma rays to hinder foodborne microbes from growing. And then lastly is the ultra-high pasteurization, where they use heat that's 280 to 302 degrees Fahrenheit for a few seconds. Now, to kill Salmonella, you have to heat milk to 180 degrees. And to kill E. coli, you have to heat it to over 160 degrees Fahrenheit. And you have to heat it for several minutes, not seconds. So therefore, your flash pasteurization or your ultra-high pasteurization doesn't really purify cow's milk. It will simply kill nutrition and good friendly bacteria and leave all the bad stuff. Well, let's talk about distilled methods for a second. Now, some supplements in the homeopathic realm are distilled. They offer kind of, they call it the essence of the original ingredient, so it's the essence of the herb. So in the distillation method, what it does is separate mixtures and it changes components within the mixture. So in liquids, for instance, it will be heated and then it forces the components, which may have different boiling points, to into a gas phase. So it heats them, they turn into a gas, and then the gas is then condensed back into a liquid and collected. So if you repeat that process, it's called a double distillation, and it further separates components, but it's described in the industry as purifying the properties. So many products are made by distillation, such as gasoline, distilled water, where they remove all the mineral, alcohol, paraffin, kerosene, and other products. So distillation is believed to first be used in the first century by Greek alchemists working in Alexandria. So distilled water is believed to have been made as early, though, as 200 AD. Egyptians used distillation extensively with their experimentation, and the first book published on the subject was in 1500. It was a German alchemist, and the book was titled The Art of Distillation by Hermoris Buxois, and I know I probably massacred his name, but there it is. Distillation is believed to have evolved from alchemy, which tends to be a mix of science and witchcraft. Later, alchemy evolved into what we now call science chemistry. And all you have to do is look at your vaccines, which are laced with mercury, a favorite metal used in alchemy, to see that that's true. Mm-hmm. True, true. So these are all what we call forced extraction methods. Now, the competition is great in the supplement world, okay? And not only do you have to stand out from your competitors, but you also have to get a product quickly to your distributors to place the product in as many stores as possible. So if your business makes herbal extracts or tinctures, for instance, how do you make herbs that you have today and turn it into a tincture and have it on the truck for delivery tomorrow? Well, you use a forced extraction process similar to the distillation and the pressure-treated lumber. These methods allow herb companies to skip the original but time-consuming aging process. So the natural aging process allows the herb alkaloids to gradually permeate the liquid catalyst, usually alcohol, and that happens over a 30-day period. And this process is similar to how wine is made. Unfortunately, the time saved that they use, the time they save using the forced extraction method does have a price. There is heat involved, and this ruins the potency of your herb. So you wind up with a weak formula. And by weak, I mean it will not work like it would with the entire nutrition the plant offered. So it can be also become a toxic formula, and a few drops can cause allergic reactions. So it's a greed-based, you know, process, in my opinion. They want to use the cheapest herb, and they want to use it fast. They want to get a product on the market. Now, there are some companies that use really great certified organic ingredients to begin with, but then they use a forced extraction method, and with all that heat and friction, it just ruins it. And so you need to be careful out there and do your homework on your quality supplement products and how they're made. Heat will always diminish the potency, okay? I want to read you a quote by Greg in Saskatchewan, Canada. He says this about the products at Apothecary Herbs. He says, your tinctures are worth the extra effort of international ordering. Now, that's quite a compliment. Thank you, Greg. Now, you know, old-fashioned extracts, I've talked about them before. I've often spoken about the old ways of making herbal tinctures and how, if they're made correctly, how they'll have a really long shelf life. Now, it is not uncommon to discover tinctures that are 100 years old, and they will still be perfectly stable and usable, okay? And if you come across some tincture that's 100 years old, I want you to call me before you open it, okay? Hopefully, I will be there when you open it. It is just an awesome moment, you know? Now, it would be like opening and tasting a bottle of wine brought up from the depths of the Titanic. I'm not kidding. Now, it would curl your toes, basically. So the folks at Apothecary Herbs, they make herbal tinctures the old-fashioned way. With no heat, they naturally age, they cold press, and this all preserves the potency of the ingredients, your herbs. So nothing is fractionalized or removed from your plant alkaloids. They're all intact. And you can, and that's how they work better in the system. You know, I kind of go with what God put in there. You know, he seems to know what he's doing above everybody else. I don't care who you're talking about. So nothing is fractionalized. You get the full spectrum plant nutrition, you know, what our creator put in there. So you can call the folks at Apothecary Herbs for a free product catalog. Toll-free number is 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663. And if you're outside the U.S., dial 704-885-0277, 704-885-0277. Or you can visit their web store online at thepowerherbs.com. ThePowerHerbs.com. Now, Apothecary Herbs sells their products directly, so there's no middleman. This allows them to compete and still deliver a superior product, naturally aged and cold-pressed. That's how we're doing it. So you can call right now, and you know what? You can supersize your pandemic kit from the 1 ounce to the 2 ounce size formulas for just an extra $33. So you get twice the amount of formula. And it's just extra $33. You can take advantage also, folks, of their 15% discount. It's a special now through December 21st. And you just plug in this coupon code, CAPR, the number 12. CAPR, the number 12. You can plug it into the shopping cart, or you can use it on your phone order or your mail order and get 15% off before you add your shipping. And, you know, have a safe and healthy holiday, you know? Have a safe and healthy holiday. Which reminds me, there are holiday hours the folks at Apothecary Herbs want me to tell you about. If you want to receive your herb orders on time, You want to place your order by 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, December 21st, so it'll ship out. Because there's no orders that are going to be shipped the week of Christmas, okay? So if you don't get the order in by the 21st at 2 o'clock, it'll ship after the new year. So time is a-wasting. You're burning daylight. If you've been thinking about getting some cold and flu formulas, your pandemic kit, your cleanses, your Celtic sea salt, all those great things, your body food mix, mind the time, because you have this week and next week, and that's it. And then you have to wait till the new year to get your stuff. So check that out. Also, when you're visiting the website, don't forget to sign up for the free newsletters that are published by Apothecary Herbs. You can get the HealthQuest newsletter or the American Survival newsletter delivered to your email address. All you got to do is sign up for it. It's free. And HealthQuest is about herbs, of course, herb secrets. I write for that. And then the American Survival newsletter has numerous authors all writing different things in their areas of expertise. We have Melanie Cederstrom and Alfred Adask in the gold and silver area, your financial marketplace. We have Dr. Rebecca Carley talking about vaccines and the American Medical Association. She calls them the medical mafia. You have yours truly writing about herbs, of course. And then we have a chiropractor. We have herb garden folks, organic gardeners, and survivalists sharing their little tips if you want to go off grid. So it's kind of a smattering of, you know, self-sufficiency, survival information you're going to need. So check that out, thepowerherbs.com. It's delivered by email. It's not a hard copy newsletter, I'm sorry. So you have to have email to get that. And it goes out every week. So you can go to thepowerherbs.com to sign up for that. Okay, I got a few minutes before the break, so I'm going to set up my next segment, and it is going to be on my lovely ginger root. You know, it's one of the 13 herbs I think every medicine cabinet should have is ginger root. Very versatile, has power, has circulatory power, puts it in the giant category, in my opinion. So herbalists, even naturopaths, have been using ginger root for hundreds of years as a major element for health problems. So it's a tool that has been indispensable. Modern medicine is actually turning more and more to natural substances to deal with a lot of chronic diseases, but mainstream media is not really adequately reporting on this switchover just yet. So certain factors are not quite in place to make natural substances such as your herbs, your fruits and vegetables, the topic of the day. Okay. But yeah, food is your medicine. It is. And herbs are foods. So you need to tap into those if you want to be healthy and well. Now, while ginger root's got a long history, folks, it kind of looks funky though. Ginger root, if you pick it up in the store, it has all these weird shapes to it, and it's almost like, you know, laying on your back and looking at clouds in the sky, and you can see all different kinds of shapes. You can pick up ginger root, and you could see Jimmy Durante's nose. You know, it's that kind of weird, funky shape. So looking at ginger root kind of gives me the, you know, a lighthearted feeling, and I think you'll enjoy it when you pick it up at the store and put it in your crisper in your refrigerator. It's awesome to have on hand. It really is. It's a native herb to the coastal regions of India, and it's also cousin to turmeric and carmenon. And the herb has had a prominent place in all historical writings. One of the earliest documents mentioned the use of ginger root as far back as China in 400 BC. And some cultures, like Romans and Greeks, they used ginger as a spice to spice up dishes. Marco Polo wrote about ginger root while in China, and in the late 13th century is when he wrote about it. Christmas music. I'll be right back, guys. I'll be right back.
I want a hippopotamus for Christmas. Only a hippopotamus will do. Don't want a doll, no dinky tinker toy. I want a hippopotamus. Play with and enjoy. He won't after you. Our dirty chimney flue. Just bring him through the front door. That's the easy thing to do. I can see me now on Christmas morning, creeping down the stairs. Oh, what joy and what surprise when I open up my eyes to see a hippo hero standing there. I want a hippopotamus for Christmas.
Pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
With our current economy, there's no time to lose. Apothecary Herbs has their own version of the stimulus package. It includes sending you highly potent and certified organic herbal products at a 15% discount. Here's how it works. Mail in your order using our catalog order form, online downloadable order form, or if shopping on our website at thepowerherbs.com, print off the contents of your shopping cart, subtract 15%, add your shipping fee, and mail it in with your payment. Get well and save money. What could be better than that? Order by mail now and save 15%. Call Apothecary Herbs for a free product catalog toll-free. 866-229-3663, International 704-875-8010, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
"007, your assignment is to find out what herb secrets herbalist Wendy Wilson has on Herb Talk Live.
Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, and Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
American Voice Radio Network is heard on Galaxy 19 at 97 degrees west, transponder 23, frequency 12115, audio PID 2595. AVR is heard on the left side audio channel, and AVR 2 is heard on the right side audio channel. Remember, both AVR and AVR 2 are on Galaxy 19. Same network, double the choices.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
And I want to wish a very Merry Christmas to my family in Tennessee and to my beautiful girlfriend in California. I miss you all, and I'll be home soon.
My name is Specialist Brooke Frisk, and I'm in Baghdad, Iraq. I would like to wish all my family and friends in Georgia and Wisconsin a very Merry Christmas. I'm really going to miss spending the holidays.
And I'll see you guys real soon. Love you guys. Bye.
I am dreaming tonight of a place I love even more than I usually do. And although I know it's a long road back, I promise you I'll be home for Christmas. You can count on me. Please have snow and mistletoe and presents on the tree.
Oh my goodness, we're back. We're back here on Herb Talk. We can listen to that guy all night. Mm. Such just a light, airy, buttery sound to his voice. Whew. Josh Groban, I love him. Thank you, Magical Engineer. All right, we're talking about our giant, wonderful ginger. And, you know, ginger was cultivated in Jamaica. It was cultivated in Africa and Spain and the West Indies. And it became popular in the trade routes, and it got exported to Europe. Then in Britain, Jamaican ginger was the favorite variety of ginger root there. And then it worked its way into the pharmacopoeias. Now, the name ginger comes from the Greek word zingiberis. And if you talk in Arabic, it's zinzibal. So either way you say it, it means known to the ancients. That's what it translates to. So a common name for ginger is Sanskrit. If you speak Sanskrit, it's ginja, G-R-I-N-G-A. Now in Canada and Vermont, the common name for ginger root was snake root. Hmm. Let's look at some of the ancient uses. Ginger was considered in folk medicine as an herb to treat digestion problems like diarrhea, appetite problems, stomach ache, you know, bloating, gas, nausea. Now, the Chinese, they use ginger as a detoxer. European athletes will take 2 to 3 tablespoons of ginger root powder and stir it into bath water to relax their muscles and relieve body pain. Hey, and that would work great for the flu, by the way. Later, ginger root worked its way into your rubs for sore muscles and to accomplish the same thing, actually, as putting it in the bath water. It's also taken to relieve headaches. Now, other treatments were to mix your ginger root with your olive oil to treat dandruff and even earaches. Here are some modern uses. The ancients would use ginger to flavor food, and also they used it as a medicine. But in modern times, it became more strictly a food industry flavor enhancer for products like ginger ale, candy, baked goods, like, you know, ginger snaps. Now, in 1982, there was a study that was published in the Lancet Journal stating ginger root was effective in treating motion sickness and did as well or better than the over-the-counter prescription and the prescription meds. So new research was showing that ginger root has the ability to kill prostate cancer cells within just a few hours. Do tell. Apparently, ginger kills 5-LO enzymes, which are the cancer thrives on those. Oncologists are using ginger root extracts with their toxic cancer treatments, chemo and radiation, to make their patients more comfortable. But pain clinics are also using ginger for patients with chronic arthritis and inflammatory conditions because ginger relieves inflammation and pain. In one study, ginger held its own when it was tested against pain-relieving benefits of ibuprofen. And, of course, ginger root won't negatively affect your kidneys, your liver, your intestines, or immune system like your non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs will. Now, the nuclear fallout in Japan has also led doctors there to use ginger root because it offers considerable radiation protection if drinking fresh ginger root tea every day. Or you can juice some peeled ginger root and add it to your favorite juice. Now, a fresh root is not handy. A quarter teaspoon of ginger root tincture every day is recommended. And modern science still isn't sure what makes ginger root such a medicinal powerhouse. However, recently the substance that reduces inflammation has been identified, but no clinical trials have been done yet. Now, I like ginger root. I like it because it has a circulatory aid to it, and I pair it with cayenne. And the reason I do that is cayenne pepper, the capsaicin in cayenne, will move blood from the body core out to the extremities. Ginger root will take that circulation and make sure it gets to the smaller capillaries in your extremities and then bring it back to the body core. For total circulation, I like to layer my cayenne with ginger root. Now, ginger root has oils, it has resins, it has enzymes, which tend to be all digestive stimulants. And ginger can help prevent overeating, neutralize toxins, reduce acids, and make the digestive process more efficient. Now, a majority of the folk medicine applications using ginger were for digestive uses. But ginger root also helps reduce bowel cramping, and it's why you'll see it in bowel formulas for digestion or in your bowel cleanses. Ginger root is also going to be used to reduce menstrual cramps, painful periods, and pelvic congestion. However, ginger also stimulates circulation, like I said, and it's been used for conditions like rheumatism and also to reduce cholesterol and help purify blood. Now, if you consume concentrated ginger root, a tea or a tincture, during the early stages of a cold or flu, you will purge more of the pathogens faster. So you can do that. Chinese studies have confirmed that ginger root kills the influenza virus, and the oil in ginger is what's responsible for its gingery aroma. It also prevents the growth of bacteria. So if you use fresh juice of ginger, it has the ability to reduce also your serum glucose levels. You got high sugar levels. It's good. The resins are also important because they, along with the oils in your ginger root, work as an antibacterial agent. Now, I like I said, to layer ginger root with other herbs to magnify an action. So if you want to, you also layer your ginger root with milk thistle. It also prevents liver damage. If you layer your ginger root with valerian root for anxiety and depression, it'll just enhance that action. Fresh ginger root is also going to be stored, if you store it in a cool, dry place, and it'll have a very long shelf life. Now, if you make it into a tonic or a tincture, it'll have a shelf life of 5 to 10 years. Ginger root is on the FDA's GRAS list, which means it's generally recognized as safe. And in small amounts, ginger root is safe for pregnant women to use for morning sickness. So avoid excessive amounts of medicinal ginger root, such as doses above 4 grams, as it can affect the nervous system and may cause abdominal heart rhythms, arrhythmia is what I'm trying to say. So it is more recommended to use ginger root for pain associated with also gallstones, and I like to layer that with barberry. But it's more suitable for people that have gallstone conditions. So if you want to layer it, you can with the barberry bark. So you can go to the powerherbs.com website. The folks at Apothecary Herbs have certified organic ginger root tincture. They also have your barberry bark and your valerian root and your milk thistle there. And, of course, your cleanses. And a lot of the formulas do have ginger root in them, but you can get that product separately. It's also great to use that ginger root. We're in the cold and flu time of the year, so a lot of people get the vomiting virus. I know the UK is in a big, they call it a pandemic, over there of everybody having the vomiting flu, and hospitals are full of people, and some of the medical people are short-staffed because everybody's getting it. So what you want to do for a vomiting flu like that is you want to take your ginger root tincture, your fennel seed tincture, your peppermint leaf tincture and use all three of them and use a full teaspoon of each. Just go ahead and take a full teaspoon and dump it into a little cup there. You may add, if you'd like, an ounce of water to that and then sip on that. And within a half hour, the vomiting stops. Okay. Now, if you're the unlucky person to also have, you know, diarrhea or dysentery on top of the vomiting, then you would just add slippery elm tincture to the other three, and it'll stop the diarrhea, okay? Those of you that like to party hardy for the new year, and then, of course, you've got, you know, the runs the next day, possibly because of alcohol, take some slippery elm. You know, it'll stop the diarrhea part, and you'll feel better, definitely. All right, so we're going to move along to our next topic, which is stomach ulcers. Yeah, stomach ulcers. We have 5 million Americans with stomach ulcers. Whoa, that's crazy. Every minute, 7 people are diagnosed with a peptic ulcer in America. So that means that digestive disease is big business for the drug companies and your gastroenterologists. Now, it's also suggested that 20 million Americans are going to experience at least one stomach ulcer during their lifetime. So is having a peptic ulcer life-threatening? No, possibly not. There are other diseases that have higher mortality rates, but 12 people a day could die from an ulcer that is not taken care of, and that's 12 too many. So we're going to talk about it. Some of the symptoms, as you may be aware, you get that burning, aching, even gnawing pain located in the upper abdomen or below the breastbone. Symptoms are more severe on an empty stomach, such as in between meals or during the night. And these annoying symptoms can last for weeks at a time with a brief relief in between these bouts. So other symptoms can be nausea, vomiting, belching, bloating, loss of appetite, weight loss or weight gain, bleeding, black stool, you see the black stool, fatigue, weakness, and some eating disorders or anorexia could develop. What causes this? Well, our lifestyle can disrupt this delicate balance that we have in our digestive system. What we eat and drink and our stress level can affect the digestive mucosal lining of the digestive area. And we have digestive juices down there, which can irritate the stomach. So the stomach secretes more acid and digestive enzymes than the stomach and small intestine can tolerate, then you get a problem. Over time, these juices literally digest your stomach lining. So bacteria can infect the lining and when we eat maybe contaminated food or drink contaminated water. So drugs like anti-inflammatory medications like aspirin, corticosteroids, also could be a major cause of this problem. Smoking has been known to contribute to the formation of ulcers. Alcohol abuse can present a risk of developing ulcers, and also associated conditions can contribute to the development of an ulcer, such as emphysema, rheumatoid arthritis, and even liver disease. Well, let's look at some of the medical treatments. For nearly 70 years, doctors prescribed dairy products for ulcer therapy to neutralize those stomach acids. Milk therapy for ulcers works temporarily for about 20 minutes, and then the stomach juices rebound with more acid. You just threw in some alkalinity, so the stomach goes, okay, we need more acid. This vicious cycle triggers the hormone gastrin, triggering the release of even more acid for at least 3 hours. So this was documented by a 1976 study out of the University of California, Los Angeles School of Medicine. Indian researchers also reconfirmed that milk doesn't help ulcers. And in 1986, a study stating that milk therapy for ulcers actually blocked the healing of ulcers. So by eliminating milk, they reported the ulcers healed 78% faster. Today, modern medicine prescribes antibiotics to deal with the bacteria, but these drugs have side effects, and they also contribute to drug-resistant bacteria in the stomach. So the drug side effects are going to be diarrhea, fever, joint pain, kidney damage, hives, vomiting, loss of appetite, itching, and mouth ulcers. So the acid pump inhibitor drugs, your Prevacid, your Nexium, your Prilosec, they can cause stomach ache, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, and even increase your risk of pneumonia. So the drugs to neutralize stomach acid like your Xanax, Tagamet, and Mylanta can cause dizziness, fatigue, headaches, and even breast enlargement in males. So the acid blocking medications like your Tagamet and Xanax, your Pepcid, can also cause much of the symptoms prescribed when you're taking acid neutralizing drugs. Plus, it also can cause impotence. So do you want to let ulcers go untreated and become perforated ulcers? No. You do need immediate surgical attention if that happens, so be smart. But you don't want it to get there to that place. You want to reverse this or prevent this. Let's look at some of the acid culprits that you're going to need to avoid. Foods that produce more acid than we need are going to be a nightmare for people with ulcers. These foods are your milk, beer, coffee, 7-Up, tea with caffeine, and your Coca-Cola. Now, shouldn't you avoid hot, spicy foods like cayenne pepper? Well, medical research has shown that hot, spicy food does not create ulcers or delay ulcer healing. Dr. David Graham of Baylor College Medicine, School of Medicine in Houston, found that hot cayenne or jalapeno peppers did not harm the mucosa lining of the stomach, did not block the healing of the ulcers. In fact, the capsaicin in the hot peppers acts as an anesthetic and enhances blood flow to encourage healing of the ulcer. Science has also discovered that the capsaicin also limits the damage that aspirin and alcohol cause to the stomach lining. Interesting. Interesting. Okay, let's talk about natural food solutions. So why ask yourself this, why do drug therapy when you could probably do just as well or even better drinking cabbage juice? Yeah, I'm not kidding. If you take raw cabbage and juice it, the amino acids in the cabbage increase blood flow to the stomach lining to heal it. Now, let me tell you, cabbage is one of them miracle foods. Let me just say this. When I was nursing children, I had my babies, I had recurrent issues with mastitis. And I was working with a lacticianist. And she had this handy little trick, bless her heart, where you would take raw cabbage leaf, just take it right off the cabbage, and stick it in your bra. And the cabbage reduced the inflammation to reduce the swelling, of course, around the blockage in the milk duct so you can move the blockage out and have no more mastitis. It was just an amazing thing. Just a cabbage leaf in your breast in your bra for 2 hours, you know, just on that breast where that inflammation is, was a miracle. Okay? That's one of those little handy tidbits that's in my book, The Power Herbs, which you can pick up for just $14.99 on the powerherbs.com website. There you go. Okay, getting back to our foods that soothe the ulcer issue. Dr. Garnet Chaney of Stanford University School of Medicine reported that by drinking one quart of raw cabbage juice a day showed a 95% healing rate of the stomach lining in just 5 days. In less than a week. So cabbage it has an antibiotic action. It contains a compound called gerfenate, which has been included in anti-ulcer drugs. Well, why not just drink some cabbage juice? Use fresh cabbage and don't heat it, don't cook it, just juice some raw cabbage. Also, eating raw honey with its natural antibacterial benefits can deal with the bacteria that encourages ulcers. So consuming bananas or plantains, this has been a long-time folk remedy for ulcers, also tend to reduce inflammation of the stomach lining and helps to build up a natural mucosal lining, strengthening the stomach again. So it's a good thing. This lining is your protection against acid, so plantains, bananas, raw honey, going to help with that. Also, adding more fiber to your diet will help, you know, legumes, fruit, vegetables. It strengthens the stomach lining, and it aids the digestive process. And I want you to be aware that a bland diet with no roughage encourages ulcers. So white flour diets, fast foods, you're going to have digestive problems, folks. According to Dr. Frank Tovey of the University College of London, duodenal ulcers were rare prior to the 1900s. Countries with processed foods have higher ulcer rates. So high-fiber diets not only heal ulcers but prevent a recurrence. And they suspect that it's the fiber that buffers the gastric acid, which irritates the stomach lining. So if you're not getting a lot of whole grains, fiber, fruits and vegetables, this could be the problem. So you got some natural solutions out there. Fenugreek reduces the burning sensation. Willow bark and meadow sweet are natural pain relievers and anti-inflammatories. Licorice root has an anti-ulcer property proven by Scandinavian scientists. Licorice will reduce the acids, helps repair the stomach lining. Drug companies produce a drug called Cavid-S, which was made from licorice compounds. So you want to make sure when you buy your licorice, you're getting the real licorice, not a flavored type or just the anise herb. Medicinal amounts of licorice are not recommended for those who have high blood pressure or are pregnant. Also, garlic protects the stomach lining from harmful foods and drugs. Researchers at Catholic University Medical College in Korea found that garlic compounds reduce the damage to the stomach by inhibiting the secretion of those gastric acids, help release the hormone-like substances, prostaglandins, to strengthen the stomach lining. Also, that fennel herb reduces bloating and gas. Ginger root relieves nausea and vomiting, and that slippery elm. And marshmallow root soothes the digestive tissue and stops diarrhea. You've got natural aids available to you, and they're all organic. They're naturally aged. They're cold-pressed, so they're full-spectrum, whole nutrition formulas. There's nothing taken away from them, and you'll find those at Apothecary Herbs, their website, thepowerherbs.com. Of course, you can call for a free product catalog at 866-229-3663 and rebuild your digestive tract. You know, get back in control. You know, who wants disease management when you can get a cure from your creator? The herbs. Herbs are good. God's herbs are good. They're here for the service of man. That's what he says in his good book, if you read that, in Genesis and in Psalms 104. Genesis, you know, herbs are meat. That's what he says. I believe him. And I'm just telling you what the good book says. And if you get a time, read it. You'll enjoy it. Well, I'm out of time, folks. But, you know, coming up Thursday, we're going to be here doing a show and empowering you some more. And then on the 18th, Dr. Carly next Tuesday will be with us. So please don't miss the show. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Seek medical advice from a licensed medical physician, if you dare, before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson, and until next time, I wish you all to be well.